Small airlines are worried about staying in business following the dismissal of an antitrust case against American Airlines. Now, in the lawsuit, the government alleged that American Airlines had tried to drive several small airlines out of its Dallas-Fort Worth hub using a practice called predatory pricing. A federal judge dismissed the case before trial. Small airlines insist that Americans' behavior is common in the industry. They fear there will be a great deal more of it. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
The suit was a long shot. The Department of Justice argued that when American Airlines decided to slash prices and add flights on a handful of routes from its hub in Dallas-Fort Worth, routes on which three startup airlines had recently begun service, American wasn't being a fair competitor. It was being so aggressive that it was anti-competitive. The Justice Department said American was trying to drive the three smaller airlines off those routes by making it impossible for them to match its fare or the frequency of its flights. In fact, the airlines did suspend their services, and only one of the three, Vanguard Airlines, is still in business. Sunjet International and Western Pacific no longer exist. The suit said once the smaller airlines stopped flying those routes, American raised fares and cut back its service. Judge J. Thomas Martin of the United States District Court in Wichita, Kansas, agreed that American may have been a brutal competitor, but he said its actions didn't cross the line. Denver-based Frontier Airlines has had its own clashes with a major airline, United in its case. Frontier wasn't a party to the suit, but Chief Executive Sam Adams says Judge Martin's actions send an unfortunate message to the airline industry.
It's kind of survival of the fittest. And if you take that to its most extreme conclusion, we'll probably wind up with one very fit, very large airline in this country, which I don't think is what public policy is really designed to do.
Bob Rowan, general counsel at Vanguard Airlines, which was a party to the suit, says big airlines were careful about how they competed while the suit was on. He says if the government doesn't step in with another remedy, small airlines will be in trouble.
It's open season on the new entrant airlines, and nothing will hold the majors back from acting to, in essence, drive us out of any markets where they want to drive us out.
Edward Faberman is head of the Air Carrier Association. The group represents small airlines like Vanguard and Frontier. He says now that the suit against American has been dismissed, his group will push the Department of Transportation to act. The department regulates airlines, but it's been reluctant to wade into this issue in the past.
They have always said, we'll let justice do it. Well, now that it looks like justice may not be able to do these cases, we are hoping that the Department of Transportation, under Secretary Minetta, who has had a long history in airline competition issues, will aggressively address these issues.
Two small airlines, Frontier and Atlanta-based AirTran, filed complaints with the Department of Transportation several years ago, and Faberman says his group will press for action now. Sam Adams of Frontier says his 7-year-old airline is past the point where it can be driven out of business by a big airline. Frontier's learned how to operate out of Denver, a United hub, without provoking a price war. But he says the dismissal of the predatory pricing case against American will make it tougher for startups to break into the airline business.
We're on the field and doing well, and I guess I don't have to put up with any competition from new entrants. But I think it's wrong.
The Department of Justice may yet decide to appeal the dismissal, but no one's betting on it. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.